Gentle viewers, welcome to today's Good People, Good Works, featuring HANDS, Helping All Nations in Deeds and Service on International, a volunteer-based nonprofit charity in California, USA. The organization was started by two caring individuals who wish to share love, friendship, hope, and the Word of God with the less fortunate in the cities of Bellflower and Los Angeles and elsewhere in the world.
I'm going to give you a hug, I'm going to give you food, I'm going to give you clothes, and I'm going to sit on a blanket in the middle of the park and I'm going to talk to you. It sparks something, and that spark can turn into a flame in their life that desires change. And they move forward and we move with them.
Co-founded by devout Christian humanitarians Jeffrey Nyswanger and Pastor Genesis Williams, who share a deep desire to help others, Hands On International provides people with basic necessities, such as food, clothing, tarps for shelter, hygiene supplies, and even haircuts.
Hands On International, which stands for Helping All Nations in Deeds and Services, we started about 2 years ago.
We just saw that there was a need in the community, and we felt some people were being forgotten, and we saw a lot of people that just seemed to be losing hope. And we wanted to let him know that somebody cares about him. We wanted to let him know that we genuinely care. We show him we care by showing up here every single Sunday, rain or shine. And we basically cook for him, and we give away clothes, and then we talk to him, and we hang out with them, and we just show him that we love him and that we care about him and that we're here for them. And so nobody gets forgotten.
Each Sunday, concerned local volunteers from all walks of life join Mr. Nyswanger and Ms. Williams in helping the disadvantaged.
More people started giving. All right, here's some clothing, and here I can cut hair. So people started volunteering their time, and now here we are 2 years later, and we have two locations, one here, and then we have another called Manos in South Central Los Angeles. For our holiday season, we get probably like 300, 400 people to show up for food, for games, for just inspirational talks, and it's incredible what it's turned into. The lives of hundreds upon hundreds of people have been touched by this, not just the homeless, but those who are giving too. And we work with 19 different churches and different groups and different schools, and we're all over the place.
The group's reach also extends beyond the U.S. to other countries.
I spent the last 6 months working with AIDS orphans in Africa. I'm going back to going to teach at some schools out there. I've always been really big on serving, on giving, on trying to help out with the homeless, and any way that I can go and give back to the community and give back to others. Because I understand that those of us who have, we're given things for a reason. We're blessed to bless other people.
Both Jeffrey Nyswanger and Genesis Williams have experienced hardship and walked challenging paths similar to those of Hands On International's clients.
We grew up in poverty. Our family, we were technically homeless for a while. And the only way that we got out of our situation was because someone reached out and helped us. One of my mom's best friends went and helped my mom to go to school, to become a nurse, and helped her to get on her feet. And if it wasn't for that, we'd still be on the street ourselves. It's an incredible opportunity for me to be in a position where I'm able to go and to give out and to help others, just like someone went and showed my family. When I was about 15 years old,
I know firsthand what it's like to be homeless. I know firsthand what it's like to feel alone. My way of just turning that part of my life around is to see other people that are in that situation and let them know that, you know what, yeah, somebody does care. Somebody does get it. Everything that happened in my past, everything that has happened in my life was meant for that man or that woman that's standing before me right now that I'm having breakfast with. And it's my purpose. It's my passion.
Mr. Nyswanger credits God with helping him resolve the issues in his personal life and for inspiring him to do his benevolent work during a particularly challenging period a few years ago. he made the pivotal decision to attend church.
So I decided to go to church one time, and it was like overnight God completely transformed my life and opened up my eyes and surrounded me by just the most loving and caring and compassionate people. And so I went and I decided to try to go and live like them.
When Good People, Good Works returns, we'll learn more about Hands-On International and how the group is helping to change the lives of others. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
When you go and you give, you're getting more out of it than other people do. It couldn't be more true.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works, where we're profiling Hands Helping All Nations in Deeds and Service, ON International, a nonprofit organization that serves the disadvantaged in the greater Los Angeles, California, USA area and beyond. In 2007, Mr. Niswanger had an auspicious meeting with a homeless man named Matthias Schaefer.
Jeffrey come walking up with a friend of his, and I asked him for some change. Told him I was hungry and that I asked him for some change, and he told me that he would help me, and him and his friend gave me some money, and he went back to the car and he got me his jacket because I was cold, and we started talking.
Through their conversation, Mr. Niswanger learned of many other hungry people living nearby.
And he tells me that just down the street, 2 minutes from my house, there's about 30 homeless people living right off the side of the freeway. So I go there that Friday, and I ask around, and I tell him, hey, you know, I'll be here on Sunday morning, and I'll bring some, you know, some food, some blankets, you know, to show up. I think about five people showed up. We were just on the side of the road, and we had some bagels. I was working in a coffee shop at the time, and we had a pot of coffee, a couple of blankets, a couple of pairs of shoes, and then we decided to come back the next week, and we kept on coming back, and more homeless people started showing up.
How have the love and kindness shown by Jeffrey Niswanger, Genesis Williams, and others in Hands-On International affected the homeless community?
Jeffrey and this program that we've got here has been the best thing that has not only happened for me, but for the rest of the homeless people as well. You know, they've helped us a lot. It's just, it's been a real good program. Jeffrey and Genesis and all the rest of these people have been, you know, real beautiful to us.
Now let's hear from another Hands-On International client.
My name is Robert Terry, and I'm 53, and I've been on the streets most of my life. My primary concern is finding work.
Mr. Terry next explains how Ms. Williams and Mr. Niswanger have helped many people in need.
I've had friends come to them needing homes, needing work, and they've helped. They basically bring the food that keeps people going. Some of these people are only eating two or three times a week, and it's survival for them to have something. Some of them can't find any other sources of clothing. This area is very bare. The obvious works that they do right here, but as I say, you come to them with a problem and they will try to solve it.
Tracy Stalls is a professional volleyball player and a member of the U.S. Women's National Volleyball Team, who has chosen to give back to the community by working with Hands-On International. We asked her what prompted her to get involved.
Well, for me, you know, in the Bible it talks about the love of Christ compels us. We are filled up with His love. Like, there's this abundance that kind of overflows out, and it's like, let me give it somewhere. And there's also just a call to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and that's what Jesus says.
People who are giving, people who are receiving, everyone just loves each other. And some people walk away and they have a new pair of shoes, food in their stomachs, and other people walk away with new friendships, just this inexpressible and glorious joy that goes and fills them up. When you give, you get so much more out of it. I know that I've met so many incredible people here that have touched my heart, that have opened my eyes, that have made a difference in my life and have inspired me and encouraged me in more ways than I can count or will ever be able to express.
The kind-hearted work of Hands On International changes the lives of many vulnerable people, while at the same time benefiting its compassionate volunteers. Ms. Williams, Mr. Neiswanger, and all those working with the group are to be applauded for stepping up to assist others in their community. For more details on Hands On International, please visit www.helpingallnations.com. Noble viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for this edition of Good People, Good Works. Please join us again next Sunday for part two of our interview with Jeffrey Neiswanger and Genesis Williams, co-founders of Hands On International. The world around us is up next after Noteworthy News. May all of humanity work towards a harmonious future.